हरे कृष्णा। अप टू नाउ वी हैव डिस्कस्ड अबाउट द ग्लोरी ऑफ दीक्षा गुरु एंड शिक्षा गुरु एंड द ग्लोरी ऑफ दीक्षा गुरु एंड शिक्षा गुरु वी अंडरस्टैंड द स्पेशलिटी ऑफ विधि भक्ति मीन्स रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल and rag bhakti means spontaneous devotion, vidhi bhakti means regulative devotion, rag bhakti means spontaneous devotion. From that we understood the relation between guru and shishya so pure, and it is this relation beyond this mundane world. This relation is the transcendental dialogue between bona fide guru and bona fide shishya, bona fide disciple. So who is diverse to Krishna and wandering in this world birth after birth, they are always covered by avidya. At that time they have not proper knowledge, so they think the false thing is true, because they could not realize about what is the proper true thing. So they always thought this body is mine, and what is related to this body is myself, and what is related to this body is mine. So Srila Narottam Thakur told, ahankare matto hoya nitai pada pasariya asattere satya karimani, being so puffed up by false ego and forgetting the lotus feet of Srimad Nityananda Prabhu, and think this false thing is true. The general mass is covered by avidya from time unlimited. See, Gurupada Padma destroy their darkness and give them pure tattva gyan, pure knowledge. This is the Gurudev best glory. When the time come from to come out from this material world, then Krishna in form of, although he is collective guru or samashti guru, he came in form of vyashti guru, means different personalities, bona fide guru, and then he delivered the living soul from this material world. Krishna has no direct relation other than bhakti or bhakta. Only with bhakti and bhakta Krishna has direct relation. Other place he is completely neutral, and he always partial towards bhakta. Although he is equal vision, but he is partial toward his own bhakta. So he told to Arjun in Gita chapter 9 sloka number 29, समहं सर्वभूतेषु न मे देशोऽस्ति न प्रियः, ये भजन्ति तु मां भक्त्वा मयि ते तेषु चाप्यहम्। आई एम इक्वल टू ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स एंड आई एम नीदर इमिनिकल नॉर पार्शियल टू एनी वन, बट एज दोज हु सर्व मी विद भक्ति आर अटैच टू मी, सो टू एम आई बाउंड बाय अफेक्शन फॉर देम। After that you have to give Gurudev Bhavanuvad and Prakashika Vritti, you have to type it here. Wherever Krishna is taking shelter, being one pointed, if they have some material desire, but they have taken shelter, being one pointed, they are not going to others. For them, there is some relation with Krishna also. It mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told to Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, slok number 16. Chaturvidha bhajanti mam yanaha sukritano arjuna arto jigyasur artharthi gyanicha bharatar sava. O best of the Bharat dynasty, there are four types of pious men who perform my bhajan. The distressed, mean artha, the inquisitive, means jigyasu, the seeker of wealth, artharthi, and the man of wisdom, gyani. After this, have to type from Gurudev's Gita Bhavanuvad and Prakashika Vritti. But in Prakashika Vritti, please don't type last seven lines. Have to type up to such karma, gyan and yog are not Suddha Bhakti, but Gunibhuta Bhakti. Gunibhuta Bhakti is not considered to be in the category of Bhakti because Bhakti does not predominate in it. Up to now, give up seven last seven lines. If any material enjoyer and who hankering for mukti, if they have good intelligence, then they do bhajan of Krishna with bhakti yoga. For this reason, Srila Kaviraj Goswami explained in Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, para number 35, bhukti mukti siddhi kami. Subuddhi yadi hai, gada bhakti yoge tabe Krishna bhajay. Due to bad association, the living entity desire material happiness, liberation or merging into the impersonal aspect of the Lord, or he engages in mystic yoga for material power. If such a person actually becomes intelligent, he takes to Krishna consciousness by engaging himself in intense devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. Kaviraj Goswami quoted more from Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, para number 37 to 39 and 41. Anno kami yadi kare Krishnera bhajan, namagiteu Krishna tare dhyan sacharan. Krishna kahi amai bhaje mage bishoy sukh, amrit chhari bish mage ei bodo murkho. Ami bigyoi murkhe bishoy kene dibo, sacharanamrita diya bishoy bhulaibo. Kam lagi Krishna bhaje pai Krishna rase, kam chhari das hoite hoy abhilase. So every type from Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, para number 37 to 39. And 41 and 39 purport also. No need to write purport, but have to type purport also. Although Krishna is telling they are serving Krishna but they want material enjoyment, Krishna told they are foolish who are doing so, but I am intelligent, I am learned, how I shall give them the poison. But here Krishna is telling to Arjuna who want material enjoyment, they almost all of them is to go to another demigods. Their Shraddha not so thick for Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 slok number 15. Namang duskritino mudaha prapadante naradhamaha maya prahita gena asuram bhavam asritaha. Those miscreants and fools who are devoid from discrimination, who are the lowest among human beings, whose knowledge has been completely stolen by Maya, and who have an asuric nature, meaning demonic nature, don't surrender unto me, means to Krishna. That this Gurudev Bhavanuvad, from Gurudev Bhavanuvad and Prakashavritti both. It mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam also. ব্রেক দিন, আধা ঘন্টা হয়ে গেছে। রাজহস্তমু রাজা সত্যতমো নিষ্ঠা রাজা সত্যমো মৌজুষ উপাসত ইন্দ্রমুখান দেবাদিন্য যথৈব মাম। দোজ এস্টাবলিশড ইন ম্যাটেরিয়াল প্যাশন, গুডনেস অ্যান্ড ইগনোরেন্স, ওরশিপ দ্য পার্টিকুলার ডেমিগডস অ্যান্ড আদার ডিটিস হেডেড বাই ইন্দ্র, হু ম্যানিফেস্ট দ্য সেম মোডস অফ প্যাশন, গুডনেস অর ইগনোরেন্স, they fail however to properly worship me, means to Krishna. So you have to type purport also. So this is the conclusion. When jeev is influenced by three qualities of maya, mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance, unless until someone not come in contact of mahat, and if mahat bestow is mercy, then someone can engage his Krishna bhajan or Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna had no direct relation other than bhakta, other than devotee. So without the association of bhakta or mercy, without mercy of bhakta, there is no mean to get bhakti. So someone can achieve bhakti only by the mercy of bhakta or devotee. Then our relation may be fixed with samasti guru, means collective guru Sri Krishna, through Vyasti Guru, means different personalities, bona fide Guru. This is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamritam, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hai Sadhu Sangha. The main cause of Krishna Bhakti or root cause of Krishna Bhakti is Sadhu Sangha. Break din break. This is reference from Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhyalila, chapter 22, para number, Bengali para 83. If somebody has any good fortune, costlessly or very rare sadhu sangha, and if it happened for someone, and if someone hear hari katha from his lotus lips, and from his hari katha the living beings can understand, I am not this physical body or not the subtle body, I am beyond of this body, I am spirit soul, I am eternal servant of Krishna. Then he understood that my duty is not to serve this material world. My actual duty is to serve Krishna, and this is my own religion. And it is only possible by the mercy of Mahat. So he mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamritam, महत् कृपा बिना कोनो कर्मे भक्ति नय, कृष्ण भक्ति दूरे रहु संसार नहे खय। चैतन्य चरितामृतम मध्य लीला चैप्टर 22 वर्स नंबर 51। Unless one is favored by a pure devotee, one cannot attain the platform of devotional service, to say nothing of Krishna bhakti. One cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence. And type the PowerPoint also. And after that, prayer number, slok number, same Madhyalila chapter 22 and verse 52, Rahu Ganai Tattapasana Jati, both translation and purport. See here, Mahat Kripa. Mahat means the, Mahat Kripa means the mercy of a great devotee. And here in this Rahu Ganai Tattapasana, in this slok, बिना महत्पाद रजोभिषेकम। Here also महत means महत। So bonafide guru is the topmost महत or महान। So here महत means here bonafide गुरुदेव। So when somebody is getting transcendental Shraddha, prior to that he bound to attach with this physical body and facilitated with this physical body. He bound to be attached with this physical body and facilitated to physical body. When transcendental Shraddha will manifest somebody's heart, then can understand now he is eligible to do bhakti. It mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam eleventh canto chapter 20 slok number 8 Srimad Bhagavatam canto 11 chapter 20th slok number 8 yadichchaya mat kathadau jatasrasdastu yaha puman na nirvinno nati sakto bhakti yogasya siddhida। If someone or other by good fortune one develops faith in hearing and chanting my glories, here my glories means Krishna's glories means name, Krishna's form, his quality and his pastimes. Such a person being neither very disgusted with nor attached to material life should achieve perfection through the path of loving devotion to me means to Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has quoted this slok from Bhagavatam in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and Srila Jiva Goswami Pad and Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, they explained about this slok, nati sakto means we have not too much attachment about this physical body and related to body and the house and the relatives, they have not so much attached with them. The meaning of nati sakto and non nirvinno, if somebody is nirvinno, nirvinno disgusted, if somebody has from nirvinna, from disgusted, someone be qualified in gyan and attachment, if too much attachment, then can eligible in karma. and who has not too much attachment, then he is qualified to be enter in bhakti. Why they disgusted? Because they render some niskam karma, for that his heart became pure. What is the cause of too much attachment? Attasakta, avidya, from timing unlimited. What is the cause of attasakti rahitya, means free from too much attachment? By some other good association. Then can type purport also. When somebody is qualified to bhakti or bhakti, after that they will take initiation from bona fide Gurudev. For to get initiation, there are some stages. The first one, causelessly the mercy of Mahat or any devotee, then Shraddha will manifest. Then again Sadhu Sangha, then he learn from Siksha Guru the glory of bhakti and learn the how to practice proper bhajan. Then he will take shelter of bona fide Gurudev. Or prior to that, which he told Siksha Guru, it may be Bhartma Pradasa Guru, later on he can learn Siksha from him. After initiation, Sadhak will perform Shravan Kirtan and other limbs of the bhakti. By the effect of Shravan Kirtan, Shraddha will be thicker gradually. According to thickness of Shraddha, Sadhak will be Konishtha, Madhyam and Uttam.